Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was reaching out because I wanted to let you know that we do have the authorization in for Roberta Allen.
Okay.
Okay, so we can begin services. I just
Okay.
wanted to go through a schedule with you. There are 49 hours approved here. How
Okay.
would you like to divide that? It's usually 7 hours a day, unless you want to do something different.
Yeah, well, I guess that's, well, that'll be 7 hours. Oh, so you
How many days in a week? Seven.
know, oh, sure. Seven. Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, seven. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, and what time usually are you able to clock in? Morning, afternoon?
Morning, like probably like 9.
Nine. Okay,
Yeah.
so that's 9 to 4.
Yeah.
All right. And I just wanted to go over some payroll information with you. I did send this all in an email, so don't worry about remembering anything. Okay,
Okay.
so the week period starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday.
Okay.
And you get paid every Friday for the previous week that you worked.
Okay.
I have here a direct deposit that you gave us. The last 4 digits of the account number are 6282. If you want to double check that. Okay.
Yes, you said 6282 for the account number, the last four.
Yes. Yep. Okay, good. All right, so it's going to go in there, the payments every week. The authorization is set for the 30th. That's when they dated it from. So the 30th is on a Saturday. So this Saturday, you can start working.
I'm sorry, can you say that, repeat that one more time?
Sure. The authorization that we received, the start date is Saturday. That's the 30th of the month.
Okay.
Yep. So you can start working then. And your coordinator, her name is Valeria. She'll be reaching out to you sometime today, probably, or maybe tomorrow morning to show you how to clock in and out.
Okay.
Okay. The way it works is that you always clock in and out, but there is a timesheet option if something goes wrong. Right?
Okay.
Timesheet
Okay.
was emailed to you, just so you have it with you. All right.
Yeah, I see that like right when you called me, it just like
Oh,
hit my
okay.
notification.
Good. All right. So take a look at that after. If you have any questions, you can give me a call back. In the meantime, let Roberta know that we are good to go.
Okay, and I got another question too. I thought when I talked to the service coordinator though, she told me the start date, like she gave an authorization for the 13th, like so like how does that work though, like for the previous.
Yeah, that's a good question. We also got the confirmation date for the 13th, so we ourselves are not sure why they put it in for the 30th. I'll send an email out over to the service coordinator to see if there's anything she can do about that, but I do suggest that you reach out to her as well.
Who the service
Brandy.
coordinator? Okay, yeah, I'll reach out to her because I, as far as I know, they was saying like we was supposed to be like getting
Like
paid
back
since
pay,
whatever.
yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
if
the
we had
background.
authorization, we would be able to back pay it, but because the authorization only begins on the 30th for some reason, we can only pay from that day. So I'll let you know if the service coordinator responds to me and we'll follow up from there with that issue. But in the meantime, let's just get things going, starting the 30th.
Okay, I'll give her a call also, so.
Okay. All right, so we'll be in touch about that. Okay. All right, you have a
All
good one.
right,
Is there any
you
more
too.
questions? Okay, bye-bye.